From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Last month, immigration agents detained nearly 600 undocumented workers employed by Howard Industries. It's the world's largest manufacturer of electrical transformers and one of the biggest employers in Mississippi. As NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports, no one seems more pleased about the raid than state union leaders.
There's no love lost between union officials and the workers arrested at Howard Industries in Laurel, Mississippi last month.
Two-thirds of the employees down there have always been illegals. Mexicans, Latino type people.
David Newell is president of the Building Trades Council of Mississippi, which represents the union at Howard Industries, the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, or IBEW.
Mississippi workers has been shut out at Howard Industries because Howard is importing these illegals. It's the company breaking the law. Because all these immigration laws nationally says that the company should be held responsible to make sure these guys are legal, not be exploiting them the way they've been doing them.
Howard Industries, a private family-owned company, would not comment for this story. But Newell says union members' resentment against undocumented workers and the company had been building for months, if not years. It came to a boil this summer after the Mississippi State Legislature enacted one of the toughest anti-immigration laws in the country, targeting undocumented workers and employers alike. Union officials say in Mississippi, Howard, along with the poultry industry, casinos, sawmills, shipyards, all claim they cannot find workers in the U.S. But it's a claim that, at least in the Howard case, doesn't hold up, says Robert Schaffer, president of the AFL-CIO in Mississippi.
And there were long lines of workers for 2 days putting in applications, and it got so out of hand that they started going through the Unemployment Security Commission.
After the raid, Schaffer says about 1,000 people applied for jobs, assemblers, electricians, coil workers. The State Employment Office in Laurel cannot verify that number because the company quickly put an end to the long lines that were forming outside its plant. The union's resentment towards Mexican workers in Laurel, of course, cuts both ways.
Ellos fueron los que denunciaron.
It was union members who reported us to immigration authorities, says Lisette Mora Munoz. She and a handful of women have agreed to meet me after Mass at a small parish in Laurel, a town connected by strip malls strangely devoid of Mexican businesses or signs in Spanish, considering that Mexicans have been coming here since the mid-1990s. These women, some with toddlers in tow, all work the morning shift at Howard Industries. All are Mexican. All were detained and released on the condition that they wear electronic ankle bracelets until they are deported. The 475 men who were caught in the raid are in a federal detention center in Jena, Louisiana. Among them, Munoz's husband. I feel like crying all over again, says Munoz. We never thought this would happen. Next to her, a middle-aged woman with bloodshot eyes, dressed entirely in black, says she had been working at Howard Industries since 1998, back when the company hired Mexicans, no questions asked. Her name is Angelica Olmedo Paz. She wants to talk about the union.
Nosotros no quisimos afiliarnos al sindicato porque el sindicato estaba diciendo una sarta de mentiras.
We didn't join the union, she says, because it was always spreading lies about our pay getting cut unless we joined the union. Plant managers at Howard, on the other hand, valued our work, she says.
Y valoraban mucho nuestro trabajo y decían que hispanas como nosotras de trabajadoras nunca iban a ver que nunca.
No one worked harder, especially the women, says Paz. The company grew and prospered, she says, because Mexicans were seldom absent or late and rarely complained about the tough working conditions. Those conditions, though, have repeatedly gotten Howard Industries in trouble with the U.S. Department of Labor, resulting in over $120,000 in fines this year alone for health and safety violations. Safety was, in fact, one of the main sticking points between the union and the company when they began negotiations in early August. Days before the raid, those negotiations stalled. Union leaders were angry that so few Mexican workers, only about 100, had joined the union. So it was no coincidence, says Bass, that as soon as the contract negotiations hit a wall, the raid followed. Many people thought the union was behind it. Bass says black and white workers clapped and jeered as Mexican workers were led away with their hands tied behind their backs. Wetbacks, go back where you came from. All you've done is come and take our jobs, they screamed, says Bass. deportation hearings for her and most of the 594 undocumented workers caught up in the raid began this week. Mississippi's Attorney General Jim Hood, meanwhile, says he's intent on showing that Howard Industries either made a good-faith effort to verify its employees' legal status, or it knowingly hired undocumented workers. Under Mississippi law, if found guilty, Howard could lose its state contracts for up to 3 years and the right to do any business in the state for a year. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News.